you have had your money tied down in the bank for the last year with little to no opportunities for growth, then you're absolutely going broke, however safely that may be. I'm your host, Hafsi Bunu, and thank you for tuning in to Evolve With Me. On today's episode, I will be giving you some tips to make sure that you don't fall into the category going broke safely. Now let's get right into it. I'm starting off by listing, I'll go into a bunch of different categories. I will list the pros, the cons, and I will wrap it up with a brief piece of advice. Full disclosure, I am not a financial advisor. These are my perspectives, so you can choose to take or leave it. And I'm starting off with what I consider to be the greatest myth of all time, the bank. I find a lot of people are comfortable keeping their money in the bank because they believe it's safe, nothing can go wrong. It's liquid, it's tangible. And I guess there's a sense of security that comes from it. But have you considered inflation? Most people don't actually consider inflation at all. Now in Nigeria, we've seen inflation rates go up about 2% in the space of 2 months. And this is official reports by CBN. In actual real life, you're paying double or triple what you were paying for the same goods 6 months ago. Nobody needs to tell you to go check the official rate. You're living it. And as your money is just sitting in the bank, that is how it is eroding. So even if your money is being saved in dollar, in the US, where you feel, okay, this is a stable economy, it's not like Nigeria. Granted, it's better to save in dollars than it is in Naira. But you're still having to deal with inflation. And your interest rate in your savings account is not going to be more than the inflation rate. So you need to make sure that you have hedged your investments to at least, at the bare minimum, cover that inflation. And that's why, personally, I don't keep too much cash in my account. In fact, there's a general consensus across the board with pretty much all financial advisors. They usually advise you don't keep more than you need for 3 to 6 months in cash. The rest should be invested. Now, if you're a paranoid person or you feel you want more money to be liquid, then at least put it in other places than the bank. The stock market is liquid. The crypto market is liquid. Gold is liquid. If you need to convert it to cash, you can within the space of 1 to 2 days. And at least there's the opportunity of growth. So if your money is sitting in the bank doing nothing, no opportunity for growth, then you're losing money. Do not put yourself in that kind of situation. There are many options out there. I'll skip on to the next option, which is gold. Now, being a Canary woman, growing up, I always heard, buy gold. Gold is a fantastic investment. Oh, your bangle is a good investment. Oh, all of this. This perception that exists in the north. I don't know if this is all across Nigeria. I can speak to what I know only. But in the north, we tend to believe that gold doesn't drop in value. It does. There are years where gold appreciates by 20%. There are years where gold loses value by 10%. It fluctuates up and down. So if you're open-minded enough to buy gold for an investment, then understand it's almost the same thing as the stock market, up and down. With pretty much every type of investment that's active, there are risks. It just depends on your appetite for risk. And I guess by the time we're done, you're able to decide what works best for you. Anyway, let me get back to gold. Another thing that I've heard a lot of people say is, I'm buying this gold set as an investment. What you're not realizing is when you buy jewelry, that is not what is appreciating. I have a gold set I bought 4 years ago, or rather my father bought for me 4 years ago. I tried to sell it in December. The best rate I got for it was about 25% less than what he got it for. And no, it's not because the gold market was down. It's because when you sell gold jewelry, you do lose money. This is a well-known fact. For me to wait to a point where I can get even the amount of money he paid for it, I would need to wait maybe another 5 years, who knows. So understand that if you're buying gold for an investment, buy gold coins, buy gold bars, but please don't buy gold jewelry. Unless you're buying it to wear it, and eventually sell it when you're tired of it. But if it's merely for investment, jewelry is not the way to go. So basically, if you invested $1,000 5 years ago today, it would be $1,680. I think that should do for gold. The next one is real estate. Real estate is a good option for investment if you have a good amount of cash. But what I wish everybody did was a return on investment calculation. Now, when people want to buy real estate just for investment, I still don't understand why people are buying houses instead of just sticking to buying flats. Have you actually done a return on investment calculation? If today I buy a flat for 20 million, where I put it on the market for 2.5 million for rent, which is a reasonable rate, I can actually get that money in Abuja, let's say somewhere like Life Camp. Now, compare that to a 50 million naira house where you put it on the market for 3.5 million. Now, some people will just assume, oh yeah, I'm getting 3.5 million at the end of the year. That's more suitable to my pocket. Okay, but have you done your ROI calculation? Do you realize that the return you're getting from that flat is 12.5%, while the return from the house is just 7%, which is about half? My point is, whatever it is you're investing your money in, whether it's real estate, whether it's your business, whatever it is, do a quick ROI calculation. It takes you all of 20 seconds. If you don't know how to do it, go on Google. It'll take you a minute to learn. Get in the habit of asking yourself, is this the best use of my money? Is this the best return I can get from this money? So yes, real estate is a good option. Those are the type of returns I think for, on average, for regular size houses. Of course, the higher end ones, you get better returns, but I'm not here to dabble in that. Next would be the stock market. Now, the stock market can also be a good option, and you can invest in several different ways. You can invest in an index fund or in individual companies. So an index fund is just a collection of well-performing companies. So when you buy, you're buying a group of shares or stocks. You're not buying single ones. They tend to do relatively well. Usually the returns annually range from between 7 to 10%, give or take. So if you're someone that's risk averse, this would be a good option for you. Your money is being protected against inflation and you're making a little bit extra. Now, if you want to invest in individual companies, you can choose to invest in safe companies like Microsoft. Now, in the past 5 years, Microsoft stock has gone from $60 to $251. That's about 4 times growth. If you're open to investing in companies that are a bit more of an unsure thing, which may seem like a higher risk, but it's also higher reward. I use Tesla, for example. Now, 5 years ago, people weren't as confident of Tesla's success. Their share price went from $42 in 2017 to now $684. That is 16 times growth. That's to tell you, those are the type of companies that aren't always a sure thing. When you take a gamble, you can either win big or you can lose a lot of money. It's really just about what you're comfortable with. My advice, don't ever invest money that you can't afford to lose. Wherever I put my money, I'm ready to lose it. Personally, I try not to get overly attached to money. Don't get me wrong, I love money. But if I lose it, alhamdulillah, what's meant for me will come back to me. And if I lost it, then it was never meant for me in the first place. That's not to say I'll be careless. I'll do my best and I'll leave the rest to God. If you ask me, the stock market is a good option for investment. But personally, in the short term, with the amounts of money I'm working with, because I'm not investing hundreds or tens of millions, I would much rather invest in my business because I see better returns from my business. This 16% that I gave you an example with Tesla, I can do that in my business within a year or 2 years. So from that perspective, I wouldn't put my money in the stock market for short-term investments, but for long-term, I would absolutely do that because I think that it's important to have a very stable balance between your high-risk and low-risk investments and between your short-term and long-term investments. So yes, for me, I'm spreading my money across everywhere. We have to be smart and think strategically. So yeah, moving on to the last category, which has been my favorite one as of recent. the crypto market. You'll notice my voice is about to change. My ginger will start to reveal itself. And that's because I've been dabbling a little bit in the crypto market. Now, in previous years, I had invested money. I lost money. I kind of went away for a few years. But in the not too distant past, there's been a lot of noise about this new currency. It's called Dogecoin. Elon Musk and Mark Cuban were tweeting about it. Elon Musk is currently the world's richest man. And Mark Cuban, who's in the tech space, is also worth a couple of billions. I think about 5 billion or thereabouts, which is 5 billion more than me. So if these people are telling me to buy this coin, then I think I'm going to take my chances. And so I did. And in less than 2 weeks, it hasn't been 2 weeks, my money has multiplied almost four times. So if I put in $1,000, that means my money is $4,000 today from doing jack shit nothing. And this has just been 2 weeks. And but then Dogecoin is a relatively new coin. So even if you're not comfortable with things like Dogecoin, you can consider Bitcoin and Ethereum. These are coins that have been in existence for, I don't know exactly how long, but a good amount of years. There's enough track history. Research it. With Bitcoin, it has grown from $900 to $57,000 in the space of 5 years. That's 57 times growth of your money. So if you put in $1,000 today, your money would be $57,000. Now, if you want to buy that, you don't need to buy a full-on coin if you can't afford it. You could buy part of a coin, but I don't imagine you're going to see as dramatic growths as you're seeing in the upcoming coins. As for Ethereum, which has in the past 5 years, it's gone from about $10 per coin to about $3,700 today as I'm recording. But by the time you listen to this, it could have already gone up to over $4,000. That's almost a 370 times growth on your money. So if you put $1,000 5 years ago, today your money would have been $370,000. Do you hear me? Do you realize how ridiculous that is for doing absolutely nothing? From my little wisdom, research, and life experiences, I don't see any opportunities that can give me those types of returns in such a short period of time. If you're interested in getting into the crypto space, I would suggest that you listen to the episode Crypto 101. I will release 2 episodes this week, this one and the crypto episode as promised. I just thought it was important to give this background before chugging down more information. As I promised, the episodes will be short and sweet. But before I round up, I'd like to leave you with a quick recap of what we learned today. Number one, do your research. Before making any decisions based off of what I've said today, please take the time and do your research. Don't go off of merely what you hear from your environment. Resources are free. There's more than enough information out there, so take advantage of it. And if after you've done all the research in the world, you still have doubts, then I need you to be honest and ask yourself, how is it that I can spend $3,000 on a Chanel bag or $600 on a pair of Hermes slippers, but I can't take a chance in investing a fraction into my future? Worst case, you lose some money. Best case, you're sponsoring my next holiday as a thank you. I choose to hope for the latter. Number two, get in the habit of always doing a return on investment calculation. Just because you can afford an opportunity does not mean that it's the best use of your money at that stage in your life. Not every investment is a smart investment. That will be it for today. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope you leave here with more information than when you came. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you stay updated with new episodes. Also, make sure you share information with your family, your friends, your loved ones, and even your unloved ones. There's enough wealth to go around.